This is a book about a young man who was deposited on the doorstep when he was 3 days old, and I wanted to see what would happen, what influences he would have, white, Indio, Mexicano, Chicano, what would happen to a young child in New Mexico. And I'm going to go through a couple of passages, okay? This is section 5 of Martin, number 19. He's living on the streets, and then this is what he says. Years pass. Cattle cars in the downtown freight yards squeal and groan, and sizzling grills steam the Barrelas Coffee House cafe windows. As the railroad workers with tin hard hats stop for coffee, hours of dawn softly click on grandfather's gold pocket watches in Louis' Broadway pawn shop, hawked to get a cousin or brother out of jail. City workers' tin carts and long-handled dustpans clatter in curb gutters as buses spew smoldering exhaust as they stop beneath Walgreens' neon liquor sign. I lean against an office building brick wall. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Comb my hair in the blue-tinted office windows. See my reflection in the glinting chromed cars on a corner beneath a smoking red traffic light. I live. Blue beanie caps snug over my ears down to my brow. In wide-bottomed jean pants trimmed with red braid, I start my daily walk to the Old Town Post Office. Condemned Armijo School Building, Rio Grande Playa, ditches and underpasses, a detribalized Apache, entangled in the rusty barbed wire of a society I do not understand. Mexicano blood in me spattering like runoff water from a roof canale, glistening over the lives who lived before me. Like rain over mounds of broken pottery, each day backfills with brown dirt of my dreams. I lived in the streets, slept at friends' houses, spooned pozole, and wiped up the last frijoles con tortilla from my plate. Each day, my hands hurt for something to have, and a voice in me yearned to sing, and my body wanted to shed the gray skin of streets like a snake that grew wings. I wished I had had a chance to be a little boy, and wished a girl had loved me, and wished I had had a family. But these were silver inlaid pieces of another man's life, whose destiny fountained over stones and ivy of the courtyard in a fairy tale somewhere. Each night, I could hear the silver whittling blade of La Llorona carving a small child on the muddy river bottom, like a little angel carved into ancient church doors. On Fridays, Jesus Christ appeared on La Vega Road, mounted on a white charger, his black robe flapping in the moonlight as he thrashed through bosque brush. Sometimes, Wai, the voice of water, sang to me. And Mictaya, who lives in the fire, flew in the air. And Kusal, the reader of rocks, spoke with a voice jagged as my street-fighting knuckles. A voice in me, soft as linen, unfolded on midnight air to wipe my loneliness away. The voice blew open like a white handkerchief in the night, embroidered with red roses, waving and waving from a dark window at some lover who never returned. I became a friend of the old women who hung out by the bars on Central, Broadway, Isleta, and Barcelona. Blue teardrops tattooed on their cheeks, initials of ex-lovers on their hands, women drawn out from the dark, piss-stinking rooms they lived in by the powerful force of the moon, whose yellow teeth tore the alfalfa out of their hearts and left them stubbled, parched grounds, old goats of tecatos and winos nibbled. All my life, the constant sound of someone's boot heels trailed behind me. Thin, hard, sharp sounds scraping frozen ground like a shovel digging a grave. It's my guardian, following me through the broken branches of the bosque to the door of the Good Shepherd home on South 2nd Street for a hot meal.